So many of us, all of us, to one degree or another, are always measuring ourselves against, and then you fill in the blanks, my own expectations, what I thought you should have done, the way in which things worked out or didn't. And there is a constant unconscious measurement of what has happened with what I hoped I would find in that event that would either introduce me to a value of myself or confirm it. And I want to tell you something that you will spend your life, I hope, working to understand. It's a very specific idea. By the very sake of its unique existence, with no exception, every creation is no more or less valuable than anything else created. Just look, and we have to use our minds properly. Is the tree more valuable than the ground from out of which it grows? Or can you, or is it impossible to separate the tree from the ground? Which is it? It's impossible. Is the leaves more valuable than the branches that give rise to them? Is the sunlight more valuable than the earth whose radiant energy feeds the tree that grows the leaves from out of which come the fruit? You see, the fact is that all things, in one respect, are created equal, which means the value of all things is equal. I know that your minds are struggling with it. I can feel it. You say, "No, they're, you know, I know someone. He's more valuable than I am, or I'm more valuable than she is, or you know, this is more valuable than that." And then I ask you to do something simple. I say, "Would you look and see what comes out of a mind that is forever measuring one value against another?" And you'll see where you either run from something or run to something in order to acquire or divest yourself of what you think will make you less a victim or keeps you from being one. See, there isn't, as far as I know, any separation when it comes to the following idea. You can look in the East, there is an idea that one... That you pull back the veils when they're talking about the search for one's essential value for the divine life. That you have to pull back the veils, because if you pull back the veils, what is hidden behind the veils is revealed. So there's all these veils that exist between oneself and the life divine. And it is the gradual, so to speak, pulling back of the veils that begins to show one, you know what, there isn't this separation that exists the way I do think it does, because, you know, that's more valuable than this. And by the way, what do you ever judge yourself over? Can you see the only thing you ever judge yourself about is when either you have not hit the mark, lived up to what you think is valuable, or someone else has done the same? Yes or no? That's what judgment is. Judgment comes out of comparison. Comparison comes out of a mind that is always trying to find itself through something else, disappointed or elated, but the same process that never satisfies itself. Pull the veils back. What are some of the other? Polish the mirror. Another expression. That life, that this presence moment that we speak of so often, that is the life divine. It is the expression of God's life in this moment. Polish the mirror. Get rid of the stuff. And I like the idea, because if you have a window at home, do you have a favorite window at home? I do. I sit in front of a big window where I write. And I like to look through the window, and I don't clean it much. But every once in a while, my wife takes pity on me. And she'll get it sparkling, you know. And it's just like that. The clearer the mirror, the purer the understanding of what you see in it. Western terms, purify the heart. It's even in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the I'm not going to go through all that. Purify the heart. Remove the dross. Because in the removal of the dross, the essential value of the purity is seen as it is. So you have all these beautiful ideas about the fact that something is separating an individual from this beautiful whole life that we get touches of and then touched by from time to time. And that what we want to understand is, look, if it's true that everything, including me, is this hard to imagine? For some of us, I know it is. That nothing was ever created that is more valuable than you are. That's the truth. And do you know why it's the truth? Because there is nothing else in the universe created like you to be the reflection of and the reflected of the divine life. Nothing else in the universe can experience God's life like you. Nothing else. I'm struggling here. How many of you have been in a store and there have been 100 mirrors that you spent a few minutes in front of every one of them? Yeah. Human beings, they can't walk by a mirror. That's the truth. Even that's the search for yourself. It's painful, but that's part of it. Every mirror, they all look the same. There's no mirror that's the same. There's no blade of grass that's the same. There's no moment of light. There's no leaf. There's no color. 400,000 leaves on that apple tree out the window there, and not one of those leaves is the same leaf, reflects the sun in the same way. 400,000 shades of green. That's a fact. That means that every last one of those creatures expresses the light that touches them in only the way that they can. They are a reflection of that. I'm telling you that who you are is a reflection of the divine. And as such, there is no one or anything else that is or holds the same value as you do. Could you think what it would be like, say, because what is striving? How many of you want to become better? Raise your hands. And what's this longing to become better? Because I'll have more value. And hopefully somebody will notice. I'm not saying don't strive. I'm saying let us strive for the right thing. Let us strive to understand that we have each been given a unique place in the sun. S-O-N and S-U-N, if you wish. And that nothing... See, I don't know what this will mean to you, but I'll say it and then I'm going to end it. Nothing in the universe can know God the way you have been given to know God. And if your heart is set on understanding and finding the true value of your life, you will know where to begin looking, and it won't be outside of yourself. It'll be within yourself, seeing the world as you see yourself through it. I think to myself all the time, I just made a note here, you know, why won't God talk to me? And if you're an aspirant, if any measure at all, if you pray, you know, when you pray, you're longing, regardless of the nature of the prayer, you're longing for a correspondence, you know, some kind of communion. Hello? Because I really want to know if someone's there, something's there. Why do I want to know if something's there? Because maybe you know my value. And you say, God won't talk to me. Guess what? God never stops talking to the heart that seeks him. Ever. The problem is you just don't want to hear what he has to say about you. And the you that doesn't want to hear what God has to say about you isn't you really. It's something that is meant to serve the light that reveals it as being such. And the clarity of that understanding is the removal of the veils, the polishing of the mirror, the purifying of the heart.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's GuyFinley.org.